I thank the Lord for his goodness to us. Wonderful meeting we've had. It's been a wonderful meeting. I've enjoyed it, got much good to it from it. I want to read from the 19th Psalm. The creation. I'm thinking about the great creation that God brought forth. How many of you believe that this world was created by God? He's created. Created and designed by God. He spoke it into existence. But it has a message for us, the creation. In the 19th Psalm, I want to read the first few verses. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, or the wide open space of creation, universe, showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech. Now that really means day after day. Every day. Day after day it utters speech. It's speaking something. The heavens and the firmament, the universe. Day after day it utters speech, and night after night it shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It's heard all over the world. The heavens. Their line or their doctrine, their teachings, is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. All over the world, this message is being portrayed. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. The sun, the moon, the stars. They have a message. Let's think about the sun first. Have you looked at the sun today? You couldn't, could you? Because it's been cloudy. It's been cloudy for several days. But I want to tell you that sun has a message for every one of us. What do you think it is? It's a message he's telling us. The sun. Have you looked at it lately? Try to look at it. You can't hardly look at it. It's so bright. But what is it doing? It's shining light into the world. And that's not all it's doing. It's also dictating and directing the seasons. Because the sun not only comes up in the morning and goes down, but it's also moving in one direction and another. Day by day. That's where we get the seasons. The sun is lower in this time of year. We're in the time of year with 21st of December was the shortest day of the year and the longest night for us. And then it starts back little by little. You don't realize it. You don't notice it, but it's moving slowly. And finally, about March the 21st, it is at an even point. And then it keeps on going until June the 21st, and that's when we have the longest day and the shortest night. Now, who designed and got that doing that? Did that just happen to be? Is there anything in life or creation or in our life, is there anything that just happens to be? No, it's caused by another force or jurisdiction. That's the sun. It didn't just happen to be doing that. And the sun comes up in the morning, and the earth is rotating. Now, who got that going? It just happened to be. Do you think it just happened to be? No, I thank the Lord that He has awakened my heart and mind to the reality of eternal God. There is the sun shining, the beautiful sun. They say that the sun is about how many miles away? 93 million miles away. That's what they say. Well, they might be right. I don't see how they gauge it, but they might be right about that. But isn't that a beautiful sun? Beautiful. And it's shining. It comes up in the morning. Oh, I just love to watch the sunrise. I remember several years ago, I was with the young people down in Baja, California, for some meetings, and we were on our way back here to this part of the country, and there was two or three cars of us, and each car was loaded with young people, and I was one of the senior party, and so I offered to drive the car. Drive the van. It was a van. It was loaded with young people. I said, "You let me have that wheel." I told the other one that was driving, I said, "You let me have it at about midnight, and I'll drive it till daylight." Okay. They let me do that. Well, I took it over. I didn't have much confidence in my ability, but they needed someone to help. So I got behind that wheel and looked to the Lord, and you know, the Lord helped me. I'm not that kind of a person to just stay awake and all night. I'm not that way. But the Lord helped me that night. I drove that van from midnight until morning. And that was one of the most wonderful experiences I have ever had, to watch the sun come up. It was just wonderful. As it going along, you begin to see a little faint glimmer of light in the east. And as you kept on going, it got brighter and brighter. And finally, when that sun came up, I remember that was the most wonderful message. That sun came up. It was so bright and so wonderful. I never will forget it. I'll never forget it. Because it was the beauty of the Almighty God, the sun. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. I like to look at the sun, but I also like to look at the moon. Have you noticed the moon this time? It just started a few days ago back in the west, showing up, and then it works its way each day. It's a little farther to the east and a little bit bigger. Did that just happen to me? No, there's an almighty God that put that moon into route, its orbit, and it's showing he set it up. And finally, it gets to where it's full, and it comes up, and oh, a while back, a bunch of us went somewhere, can't remember just where it was. Well, we went to a funeral. Well, anywhere, somewhere, a bunch of us. And we were traveling along when the moon came up. And I'll tell you, I just looked at that. I was just so thrilled and just taken up in my mind about it. It was just beautiful. And I just kept looking at it and looking at it. And it kept coming on up higher. And isn't that wonderful? What's it saying to us? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day after day it utters speech, and night after night it's showing knowledge. It's telling us something. There is a great, almighty, gracious, kind, wise, loving, helpful, merciful, so many things we could say about our Creator. But we have a God that loves us and gives us these things. The moon. And then the stars. Now, right in our area and up where we live and all in the towns, the stars are kind of dim. You can't see them too good. Why? Because too many man-made lights going. They've got lights all over the town. I don't know how in the world they afford it to burn all those lights. All night long, lights and lights and lights. And it's just dimming the light of the stars. You can't, it's kind of hard to see them. But I want to tell you something. You may be blessed sometime, like I was. I was back east for one of the meetings one year, several years ago. And I'll tell you, when I went out that night after darkness came and looked up, oh, it just startled me. It just fascinated me. It just about got me. I didn't hardly know what to think. The stars, they were just beautiful. Where did they come from? How did they get there? Oh, they say, well, they just happened to be. Oh, no. There's a great almighty God. And what is he saying? He's saying to us through the creation of the sun, moon, and stars, I am your creator. I give you life and your being. I give you the light of the sun. Where would we be if it wasn't for the light and the warmth of the sun? You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You would freeze to death in just a few minutes if it wasn't for the sun. God gave us the sun for our health and our good. Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful sun. Thank you for giving us the light and the warmth and the message of your goodness. Thank the Lord. I appreciate the Lord's blessings of seeing this scripture here. It says, their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. That scripture is quoted in the New Testament. It's in Romans. I believe it's Let's see if we can find it. Romans, is it 10? It's quoted. But it is quoted in reference to the gospel. Let's see. Oh, yes. In Romans 10, and specs the 14th verse, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Now listen, he's quoting from this Psalm 19 now. Their sound went unto all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. There's the gospel that is being preached every day and every night. The gospel, the good news, the truth of the Almighty God. And I'll tell you something else you need to be able to realize what God gave us. That's the air we breathe. We take that for granted, don't we? How would you do if you didn't have any air? How long would you live if you didn't have any air to breathe? You wouldn't live very long. The air we breathe, oxygen. They say that the person, we breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. Now that's what I've been told. And they say the leaves of the trees breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Now, I don't know where I heard that, but that sounds like, just sounds like some more of God's doing. God is so gracious and so good, so real. He's so real to my soul, not just in these things, But his spirit has helped these things become a reality to me. I know there's a God. I know there's a true and living heavenly Father that created all this world and everything in it. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. It's all over the world, this message of God's gracious goodness and mercy and love and power and wisdom and might and strength. It's just wonderful. So let's keep that in mind. We owe everything to our Creator, to our God. We owe it all to Him. Lord, I want to thank You for the sun and the moon and the stars. I want to thank You, Lord, for Your creation, for the air we breathe, and for all the many blessings that You give us. Now, Lord, we want to look at some more of Your creation. And I pray that You bless it to our good, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now let's go to another psalm. Psalm 104. This is a wonderful psalm. This is an outstanding, special, precious psalm to my heart. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, our God, O Lord, my God, Thou art very great. Have you ever heard a song that has something like that in it? Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Whoo! Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh, he's so great, wonderful. He's created all these wonderful things. Oh, Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. God stretched the heavens out. He created the heavens. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. Now that's something else. The wind. Now, I don't claim to know everything, but I'll tell you what, when you get to studying about the wind and the different ways the wind works in the different parts of the world, it just thrills you. There's something, it's not just happening to be. It's God's his creation. He put the wind in force. Layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters. He walketh, maketh the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, and maketh his angel spirits his ministers of flaming fire. Isn't that wonderful? He maketh his angels. He has angels. He has thousands and maybe more. Somewhere it speaks about angels with beyond count. God has angels. And not only that, but he has ministers. He has people that he works through. Isn't that wonderful? His ministers, a flaming fire. Oh, praise the Lord. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. God created and spoke the world into existence. You can read about it in the first chapter of Genesis. Let there be light, and there was light. And God divided the light from the darkness. Darkness he called night, and the light he called day. That was the first day. But that wasn't the sun. The sun wasn't created till the fourth day. So that was some other kind of light, some real spiritual light that he brought into focus in that first day. Something we all need. We need that light. The light of eternal goodness and mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. Of course, that sun, that's going to pass away one of these days. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At thy voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys. Now that's what that's really saying is, the mountains rose and the valleys sunk. That's what that's really saying in the Hebrew. The mountains rose. That when he created the world, he put it back down, and then he raised up part of it. And the mountains. And then the ocean covered the lower part. Wonderful. How many of you like to see the mountains? I love to look at the mountains. They're just wonderful. How many of you like to see the ocean? I like to see the ocean. That's a beautiful thing to see. How about rivers? How about lakes? We've got all kinds of wonderful things. We've got a lot of water. I want to show you something in this about the water. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, verse 9, that they turn not again to cover the earth. That's what he did. He put the waters back and had the mountains, had the earth brought in. It says that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. Just think about the many different springs and wells that there are. The down underneath, that you can dig almost anywhere. You can dig and you can get water down and underneath the ground. We have a place that we have been going to for several years. It's up north of Enid where we live, or north and to the west a little ways, about 45 miles. And there is a flowing spring of water coming out from a pipe about that big. It's doing it right now while I'm talking. It's flowing. We go up there and we take several jars and we fill up these jars and take them home and use them as drinking water. Oh, it's wonderful water. It's good water too. We've had it examined and they've examined it. It's good. It's flowing all the time. And up north of it, they've got a place where they raise fish. They have a lot of water, and so they have fish. They raise fish, different kinds of fish. It's a wonderful. Thou sendest. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. The springs of water. That's wonderful. Where would we be without good water? They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. People, we need to realize God, He created the world and He did a good job. Look at all that well water that's flowing. It's wonderful. It just happened to be, somebody said. Oh no. There's an all-wise, all-gracious God that put it there. By them shall the fowls of the heaven. Oh my. I've got a book at my home, and it's a book about birds. And I'm telling you, there's so many birds, you just wonder. All kinds of birds. Big birds and little birds. Ugly birds and pretty birds. All kinds of birds. Wonderful. It's just robins, sparrows, doves, pigeons, all different kinds of birds. Where'd they come from? Oh, they just happened to be, somebody says. No, no, God put them there. God created them and spoke them into existence. They're mentioned about in the first chapter of Genesis. It mentions about the birds, the different kinds of birds. chickens. How many of you like chickens? What do you have chickens for? Oh, they lay eggs. Oh, they do? Well, now, how about that? That's nice. Chickens, they lay eggs. And there's nothing as good as good old fried chicken or chicken gumbo. God gives us all these wonderful things. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. Just think about the birds. Now the different kinds of nests that they build. That's just so wonderful. And they lay their eggs and hatch their little babies and feed their little babies, and their babies grow up and take off and fly away. Oh, they're just wonderful. Did they just happen to be? No. Our God created the birds, the beautiful, beautiful geese. What kind of geese is it that, I can't think of their name, it's the geese. Then there's ducks, and there's all kinds of birds. It's amazing. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass. How about grass? You like grass? How many different kinds of grass is there? There's all kinds of grass. Green grass and is that grass you can have in your yard? And then there's other kinds of grasses. There's weeds, Johnson grass, and all kinds of grasses. Causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man. How about that? What are some of the herbs and some of the vegetables that we can have that God gives us? Which one do you like best of all? I like potatoes. I like carrots. I like celery. I like lettuce. I like other kinds of wonderful plants that grow. There's corn, different kinds of the different grains of corn, the yellow corn and the wheat and the rye and the oats and the barley. All of those are things God gave us. He created them. They're good for us. They're enjoyable. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Father, for all these good things. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Lots of good food. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man. Grape juice. Juices. Orange juice. Grape juice. Lemon juice. All kinds of apple juice. Isn't that wonderful? God gives us. Where'd it come from? Oh, this has happened to be? No. There's a wonderful God that created them. Oil to make his face shine. Different kinds of oil you can have. And bread, which strengtheneth man's heart. What a wonderful thing. How many of you like good old homemade bread? Isn't that wonderful? Oh, you can buy it at the store, and that's okay. But I don't know, there's just something about when you fix your bread and get it all and put it in pans and bake it and, ooh, ain't that delicious? Wonderful, isn't it? That's what God gave us. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Now I want us to think about the trees. We kind of take them for granted, but you know, you need to think about it, how wonderful that trees are. Elm trees, maple trees. We've got all kinds of trees. We've got one tree, I can't think about what its name is, but it just hangs down like that. There's different kinds of trees, wonderful trees. Then they have the trees out west. Great big old, what are those big old trees called out there that's great big? What did you make all them for? Well, they're just wonderful to see. God created them. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are refuge for the wild goats. Now there's all kinds of animals, wild animals. I don't know. I like to go to a good old zoo. I don't get to go very much, but I like to just, there's one over there in Tulsa somewhere that we went to, and they had it fixed for the giraffes, a place for the giraffes to come, and you could get up on the big high place and you could pet the giraffe. And I'll tell you that I thought, that beautiful creature, I just loved it. And oh, they just liked that. They just liked to be petted and everything. All kinds of trees, all kinds of birds and animals. And oh my, the moon, he pointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions. Oh my, did you ever think about a lion? I'd love to try to pet a lion, but I don't try to. But they're just a beautiful creature. And those tigers. Oh my, they're just beautiful. And how about one of those awful looking things that's so mean? Oh, I can't think of it. It's just all kinds of animals out there. The sun rises, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, he says here, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Just everywhere you look, the grasses, the flowers, think about all different kind of flowers there are. Roses and lilies and, oh, it's just wonderful. So is this great and wide sea wherein are things creeping innumerable, both great, small, and great beasts. Just think about the different kinds of creatures in the ocean, the different things that grow and are out there. It's wonderful. Great big old whales, dolphins, and all kinds of things. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, which thou hast made to play there like a big whale. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, and they are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. I just feel the same kind of a joy and admiration at these words. I just feel that myself when I look out and see the beautiful, wonderful things that God made. He surely is a great creator. He's a wonderful God. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever, the Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth, he toucheth the hills and they smoke. Now, this is something that we can do, the last few verses, that we need to do. In admiration and praise and honor and worship and gratitude to God for all of his wonderful creation, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Aren't you glad you have your being? I'm glad I have my being. And I want to thank the Lord. I want to worship him. I want to praise him. I want to trust him. I want to obey him. I want to be faithful to him. He's so wonderful. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I'll be glad in the Lord. I'm glad. Are you glad? I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to be redeemed, to be bought and rescued from sin and the world. Thank you, Lord. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I'll be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. You know, that's the way it's going to be. If you don't honor and worship your Creator and be what he wants you to be, you're going to be consumed out of the earth and need no more. Cast into eternal damnation. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. There's another scripture I'm just going to refer to, and that's Ezekiel 12 and 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's what you need to do. You need to remember you're created. God created you. God gave you your life and your being. You owe everything to him. You owe him your love, your faith, your obedience, your precious admiration. You owe that to him because he is a great, big, wonderful God. We have a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. A God is always there. He's everywhere. A great, big, wonderful God. We have a great, big, wonderful God. I don't know. I can't remember all that song. But that's a song that's been inspiring to me. We have a wonderful God. We owe our love, our devotion, our kind and loving worship, we owe that to him. May the Lord bless us, is our prayer.